Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the winners and losers of the Oscars and the Streamer Awards, whether or not Meghan Trainor really is giving mother, if Boss Bitch gave us the best Drag Race lip sync of the season, and if Ozempic really is full of Gila monsters. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Yeah, okay, you make a good point.
5, 4, 3, 2.
No, that was part of it. Why are you counting now?
Hello, everyone.
Oh, just showing off to our listeners that you can count.
Hey, y'all, I hope you know that we count.
You're giving the count.
Oh, one.
To Sluan.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Wait. My Snatch Game character, the Countess Luann, and I'm half Luann from Roni and half the Count.
Do people say Roni?
For that one, that's the only one they say Roni.
They don't say what would the other ones be?
Robitussin?
Rock.
Rock? Rope. Rom.
Rock Nation.
Rom.com. Who am I? Russell.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Potomiac?
Rop. Okay. Not to be confused with Rob has a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's the O instead of an A. Hey, speaking of O, Zempic.
Oh. What about... Are you on Ozempic?
No.
How do we get on Ozempic? Ozempic is made for people with an actual issue that need it.
Diabetes.
But rich people are... Is it for the diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Well, rich people and Hollywood-esque people are trying to get Ozempic for the weight loss side effect.
Baby, rich people aren't trying to get anything. Rich people got what they want. They get what they want and they have it.
Okay. Are there any other effects that could happen with the...
You know, I haven't looked into it, and I don't know. Are we condoning it by speaking of it?
I'm not trying to get on a Ozempic.
I
haven't asked my doctor.
Ozempic's about Ozempic. The new tummy tea.
But does it work? Because tummy tea was a scam, right?
I think, yeah, I don't know.
And continues to be.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Everyone was saying that everyone at the Oscars looked thin and that they all were probably on Ozempic.
Huh. Well, what I'm saying is there any... what's happening with Ozempic? Is it an appetite suppressor? Is it burning fat quicker? What's the situation at hand?
Like, baby, I didn't research. My Twitter was my research.
Well, let's in the words and of that one woman,
make
let's
it work.
Do some research. No, let's do some research, Mama. Remember when that person was like, "Can you help
that
me get
that person?"
Somebody was like, "Can you help me get help me pay for my college? And she goes, well, there's plenty of scholarships available. Let's do some research, mama.
I don't know what that's from.
Well, but I would like to know. Somebody will know.
I would like
certainly
to know.
Certainly someone.
Somebody tweeted at me and said that I had a Dane Cook reference last week, and I didn't even realize that I had done that. So
life comes at you fast.
I was like, me? I was like, the sad part is it was probably me quoting you, and it was you quoting Dane Cook.
Dane. Well, you know, it was all we listened to on the drive to school, mm-hmm. me and Jesse Nielsen.
Yeah, oh, I'm aware.
So she's a cookie monster. As Ooh. They're called.
Dane Cook stands?
Yeah.
Well, I now, just saw...
Talk about somebody on Ozempic.
Babe, I just typed Ozempic into Twitter, and the first in research, and the first part came up said that it's made from Gila monster spit, but I don't know if that's real.
I'll take two. Now, when you say Gila monster, that feels like... Is that a real thing?
A Gila monster?
Like you remember when that one guy maybe he was on cocaine or maybe not.
The cocaine bear?
No, the 2.5 Men guy.
Oh, Charlie Sheen?
Remember when he was like, yeah, what I've been taking is...
Gila monster spit?
Something. It was something like that. He was or maybe like, you know, something like that, like a jaguar snot or like, you know, something. He really was doing something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I googled, what was Charlie Sheen taking?
Well, good luck. The results are endless. Ozempic.
I'm googling animal related.
It was like whale cum or lion semen.
Well, in 2011, his Chinese water dragon died. Maybe it was that. Oh, bearded dragon? Tiger blood!
It was tiger blood. It was tiger blood.
Thank God, the internet.
Well, let's do some research, mama.
Mama. Well, now I feel researched. Hey, speaking of mama, does your shirt say mama on it?
It might. You want to read it?
Oh, my God. That's a long paragraph. Hey, hey, hey. Put your lighters up. Ganja's in the house. Ow. As you can tell from my accent, I'm from Dallas, Texas. And
Are
it was
you
not
really gonna read it all. You're really gonna read it.
And it was not very easy growing up looking like this, whether I was playing in my grandma's clothes or putting on a show for my well-organized, alphabetically ordered Beanie Babies. I was gay. Okay.
Keep going.
Oh my God, but it wasn't until I moved to Los Angeles that I discovered marijuana. I mean, I like to smoke, y'all. I'm just flying as high as your receding hairline. Oh, grrr. Marijuana really does help me calm down. So, y'all, I went to Valencia where they filmed the TV show Weeds. Now, y'all, that's very dry. Kind of like your vagina. Can I get an amen? No, y'all, I'm a tree hugger because if it ain't green, huh, I'm not interested. Oh, grrr.
Ooh.
Was that her whole bit?
Is that done?
Was that her whole bit?
I bought this shirt from her website. This is her merch.
Have you ever had your whole bit?
Okay. Yes, I have. I have. It was back in college. It was the night.
The night your flip flop broke on the walk of shame home. Oh, I remember that booty biter.
Yeah, and he had his
caps on.
He had his chomping teeth.
He had his vampire caps on.
Well, somebody had to.
Yeah.
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 Yep. You know,
don't worry. I have other things to talk about.
The fact that nobody in their stand-up routine has referenced this La Ganja experience.
This week.
Somebody referenced it?
They talked about it in the workroom when they were getting ready to do their comedy bits.
Like, oh, a loose, kind of like you're a Laduca or something.
Oh, when I'm on Drag Race, I'm just going to get up there and recite it word for word.
Please. I mean, that would be camp. It would be a performance that I would appreciate. I think it's rooted in, you know, humor.
Unafraid to reference or not reference.
Yeah. Hey, I also saw one of our predictions from our predictions came true.
Brendan Fraser winning Best Actor.
Was that one of our predictions?
Well, I think Psychic Nikki had it on her list.
Well, that's a low-hanging fruit, you know.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Oscars?
I have a very few things to say.
A very few things.
I thought it was weird for them last year to be like, we're taking this slap so seriously, and now we're implementing a crisis control group. And then it's like, if it was that serious, then why did you make jokes about it for 4 hours last night? So is it serious or is it funny? Which is it?
It would have been. It's way too easy to make more than one reference.
Jimmy Kimmel.
At the very most, give me one in the first sentence and then move on.
Baby, it was 4 hours. I don't have any beef against Jimmy Kimmel. It was 4 hours of Jimmy Kimmel, and I know he doesn't even like write the show. They hire writers or whatever. 4 hours of the slap joke and 4 hours of this. Well, you guys wanted us to give the awards to all the categories, so it's going to be a long, long show. It's a long show. Oh, how's everyone doing? It's a long show. It was 4 hours of him making the same two jokes over and over.
Well, you know what? He's trying his best.
And then at the very end, when you thought no more slap jokes, literally they zoomed out and it was a board of him being like number of ceremonies since an incident. And he like hung up a one, like countdown thing. So even in the final moments, they still made a joke about the slap.
Well, you can't win them all.
Also, I would like to say Jimmy Kimmel was calling her Rihanna. I tweeted. And then everyone links it. And then I tweeted being like, what is it? Is that Rihanna? And then people sent me a video of her saying that it is Rihanna. So now I guess I have to call her Rihanna.
Well, there you go.
It is like, I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong, when somebody tells me how to pronounce something, unlike all of you who still pronounce Jif incorrectly.
All of you? You're talking to just me.
Well, there's just people listening. I know you and I pronounce it correctly.
Jif. I say Jif. Mom's like, you choose Jif.
Yeah, well, newsflash, the person who invented it said it's pronounced Jif. So if Rihanna can say, we need to call her Rihanna.
Okay, girl.
I can't believe we have to call her Rihanna
put
now.
Put it in the book, baby.
We have to call her Rihanna.
You don't have to call her anything. Never speak of her again.
Did you watch the Lady Gaga performance?
She performed last night?
She performed a stripped down version of Hold My Hand, Oscar nominated Hold My Hand, and it was the best version of that song I have ever heard. I will give flowers where flowers are due. Oh, big yawn.
You know what? I haven't seen it yet. I haven't checked my updates from Gaga Daily.
Okay, well, she performed in jeans and a t-shirt, very stripped down.
Ooh, come on, Joanne.
She wouldn't like barely any makeup, close-up camera, vulnerable. She wanted you to see the mic was on, honey.
I wonder where she is mentally, emotionally, because she is in the middle of Joker.
Yeah.
Jokerette.
And she is an all-in kind of girl. Remember, she gets a little drunk when she has the mocktails on set.
Well, you know, not every actress can say that.
Yeah. I thought it was great. The highlight of the evening. Well, aside from, like, I was happy to see Everything Everywhere All at Once, like, sweep pretty much everything. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah. I found it to be, I saw a post on Twitter that was like, that spoke to why I think a lot of people found all the winners of the acting categories to be pleasing, or was because a lot of them have been previously count out or like pigeonholed in the industry or blocked from advancing in the industry, or like and a lot of them had long histories of feeling neglected within the industry. And so it was like all four of them having full circle moments of like this like vindication for their careers.
Follow your dreams, Henny Ganges in the house.
I also really liked the sentiment from Michelle about like
it's never too late for an old woman.
Yes. Don't let anybody tell you you're that you are past your prime or whatever. Like, I thought that's like a wonderful message to everyone watching. That just when you think like your journey might be like sunsetting, it's like it could very much just be the beginning.
Back again.
Back again.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you watch the Streamer Awards?
Did you win? Were you nominated?
No, and no.
What
no
is it?
No, and no. Well, it was the Streamer Awards.
It presented was by it was who? Toyota.
Hollywood's. It was Hollywood's biggest night this weekend. And you missed it.
Hollywood.
It was cyberspace's biggest night, and you missed it.
I did. I guess I did.
Okay, well, I'll tell you some of the winners. Best art streamer was Meat Canyon. Best strategy game streamer was BoxBox.
I don't know how to yes and this conversation.
Best chess streamer was Got Ham Chess.
Oh, wow.
It might be Gotham. Gotham Chess. Got Ham or Gotham? I'm not sure. No offense, but you know what? With usernames, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Wow. Did we vote? Is there an academy?
Oh. You know what? Guess who won Best Music Streamer? You'll never guess. You know him, but you'll never guess.
Best Music Streamer.
It was T-Pain.
Oh, well.
You can't yes and that?
I don't know much about T-Pain. What does the T stand for?
Terrestrial. He's or maybe not. Maybe it's Tyler. I feel like his name is Tyler. Okay. I don't feel that about many people, but I feel like his name could be.
Isn't there also a Pusha T?
Pusha T.
Yeah, what does that T stand for?
Also Tyler.
Everyone's named Tyler.
Yes. Per usual.
Cool.
Well, I did not win Gamer of the Year.
Were you nominated?
No, I was not nominated. And I also did not win Streamer of the Year, which I was also not nominated. So there's both of that for you. That is what you missed at the Streamer Awards.
Not to be confused with the Streamies.
With the Streamies. Yes, correct.
Well, they're not the psychobabblers.
Pardon?
Did we won a psychobabble? What is it called?
Have we ever won a babble?
A Babylon.
Have we?
Babble for your life.
Have we been nominated?
I think we should nominate ourselves this year.
I think we should nominate, and I think we should dominate.
What if you and I each got nominated as individuals in the same category?
Oh my god.
Us.
Most what?
Cool.
Oh yeah, well, I think you would win because of the it's built into your name.
I'm gonna nominate you for best Tyler at the Cycle Babbies this year.
Thank you. I hope there's not an upset.
It'll be you and T-Pain.
Oh shit, stop talking about him, he's getting too much airtime.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Did you watch the full Little Mermaid trailer?
No, but I did see everyone like expressing anger about it. Can people really like anything?
Oh wait. Oh my god, I had anger to express about it, but I all saw people eating its ass.
Okay, go for it. Rip it a new one.
I thought, why is the animation look bit like that?
It's just a trailer.
It felt cheap as shit.
You feel cheap as shit.
I'm like, even the CGI in Cocaine Bear was better.
Oh, was it that bad? I saw people talking shit about, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy's makeup.
I didn't pay attention to that.
They said, really? Did she do her own makeup? Because it looks terrible. I thought, that's mean. to a lot of people, actually.
Well, I don't know. I was there for it. I wasn't gonna see it either way, but I thought, okay, cheap.
Who's playing Flotsam and Jetsam?
I think they're animated.
Okay, so are the voices animated?
it's CGI. Chat T-Pain.
I don't know how AI is up to what AI is up to these days, so I could believe you if you want me to.
I don't know. I'm sure we can go to the IMDb.
Tyler Perry? There's another Tyler.
With all these drag bands, is Madea illegal?
Drag bands. Oh, I thought you were saying drag band. like a fucking like band. Ban. Madea should be illegal, yes.
Okay. Well, I would think. I'm just wondering. Well, okay, I'm on the IMDb, and it doesn't have Flopsam or Jepsam listed.
Okay. Well, there's still time for us.
But Awkwafina's doing Scuttle.
Okay. Alrighty.
You're not here for it?
Hollywood's at it again.
It says Lin-Manuel Miranda's doing the chef.
Sound it out.
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Wait, what was that?
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yeah.
What did I say, manual?
Yes, it's like a training manual. Like Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Well, you know I don't care for him, and you know I have him muted on Twitter. Well, his name.
Okay.
You know, I also had to mute Mother this week. Gay people are insufferable.
You know what? I have something to say about the outrage about Meghan Trainor. If you talk shit about Meghan Trainor, you're choogy. If you talk shit about Meghan Trainor, you are the lowest form of desperate for retweets. You have no original thoughts. You have no original expression. You have nothing worthy to say.
Baby,
if all you're saying is what?
Well, Twitter forcing me to have a for you column and a following column. So now I have to see everything gay people are saying that I'm not following, that other gay people are following. Nobody, all the gays are saying the same thing, and it's insane. It's insane.
Block them. Block them.
It's insane. Everyone's got the same joke.
Everyone needs to form a habit of switching to your following tab. I need to be better about it.
Oh, baby.
I find myself scrolling through and I'm like, who are these people and why are they yelling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, yeah. people being like, oh, how dare she take the word mother? I want to be like, do you know the origin of the word mother? She is two-time mother. She is in her mother era. She's pregnant right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And okay, so
yeah, you're right.
She was teasing the song Mother. Okay. She's got a new song called Mother.
What about Your Mom is the Bomb? She's been doing Mother for a while.
Mother content for a while. She has been a momfluencer for a hot minute.
I just don't understand. I was having a separate conversation this week about songs that are less than 3 minutes.
Hmm.
Like, try a little harder.
You don't want that?
Like, was that even a song? Throw in a bridge.
Well, speaking of songs that are less than 3 minutes, Boss Bitch by Doja Cat, which was the lip sync song this week.
How long was it?
Like, it was 4 minutes long, but I think it's like 2 minutes long.
Because
it was
such
a long lip sync.
The content to show for once. Usually they have to cut that shit up and make it a highlight reel of 90 seconds. They had performance.
We need to talk about
dance moves.
I saw a poll on Twitter that was like best lip sync of the season, and everyone was voting for that one. Okay, which is ridiculous.
I probably would have voted for that one. Who is better?
That's wrong. Who's better?
Sasha versus Anitra.
Sasha and Anitra. Yes.
Let me go watch them back to back. I think I think what you're not accounting for
is
the surprise factor because everybody knew Anitra versus Sasha was going to be two mothers eating as the game.
You're right. You're right. So your low expectations made you think the discrepancy between your low expectation and the actual performance was larger, which made you think that it was a better performance.
That's just one possible outcome. I would honestly say hit the nail on the head when you said the song, because I have said that is
a fucking good song.
This season has had some of the worst lip sync songs, I think, as an overall season.
I hear you, but I need you to understand, go back and watch any less than season 10 season. We have Lip Sync for Your Life to a seaside, not even a
from
B-side.
Michelle Williams.
from RuPaul's discography. Like it's like they didn't have the budget back yonder days. So at least we're getting like
how many music. Times have you heard Monster by Fifth Harmony?
Oh my God. Many, many, many times. What do you mean? What's the problem with that?
I'm just saying, it was great, but yeah, I was more entertained. I don't know. I guess I'll watch them back to back. Love is love.
And also I saw polls, people being like, best lip sync of all time.
Okay, well,
and I
want to
be
dumb.
Like, you need to be talked off the ledge. You've really lost the plot. You have no perception of your history, mama. Like, get a grip.
I saw a tweet that said, I love witnessing a lip sync, knowing the whole time that it'll be in the Miss Mojo countdown for years to come.
Here we fucking go. With that said, I do think they turned it out. But I implore you, go back and rewatch it. No disrespect to Marsha the Third.
Here, listen.
I need you to just assess how much is actually happening and how much is just the people lip syncing walking around a lot.
I will say, when I rewatched it, the majority of the Marsha content that we got was her walking from like one side.
And I'm sure, I have no doubt that she really did turn it out because she is a dancer. And I'm sure the performance was sickening, mama. No, but
mothers, but mama.
The mothers were eating, ma boi. They were breastfeeding. Actually, we all slurped. We slurped for the gods down to the boots. But to be honest, go back and rewatch it and tell me that she wasn't just walking around in the edit that we saw. It was a lot of just walking around.
All I was going to say was that I watched it. And then before they announced who won, I stopped, went back, watched it again, and then got to see who was eliminated and who stayed. But I thought, this is so good, I want to watch it again immediately. Free Willy, bitch.
I think what we are experiencing with the with people's perceptions of who wins a lip sync is similar to, honestly, what I see, I think, with Oscars. So, like, best editing. People think, okay, most editing, and they choose their winner based on what had the most editing. Not the best editing, but what had the most editing. Okay, what is the best lip sync? No, what was the most? Who gave the most? Who was doing the most? And I think people just instinctively think, oh, they were doing kicks and flips and this, that, the other. Well, no, you're giving me little Kenya Michaels when you should be giving me Latrice Royale. It's like, not always is what is the most performed should be
on a song like Doja Cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I needed mothers to eat.
Mothers were eating.
I love when mothers eat on the runway.
Yeah.
I was happy 90-minute episodes were back. I was happy to go right into Untucked after.
I did not even notice. Well, didn't even notice. It was lovely, though. Well, because when
well,
Hudson and I watched...
You didn't see it coming. No, you didn't see it coming.
When Hudson and I watch, we pause it 50 times.
Oh.
Because anytime we need to have a... We have our own little commercial break where we come and meet in the middle and we trip, kiss. And we kiki for the gods, mama. But he tries to talk over the TV and I have to pause it. I say, is there something you need to share? Because I'm trying to watch my program. I don't want to watch it with talkers. There's nothing in the world sounds worse to me than going to a gay bar to watch Drag Race.
Yeah. Oh, it's happened to me a couple of times. Never out of my own doing, but on accident.
That I'm trying to hear what they're saying. I want to hear what they're talking about.
Yeah, this bar here in San Francisco now is doing Survivor viewing parties on Wednesdays, and people keep being like, it's fun, you should go. A lot of people go. It's a lot of your crowd. And I just think, I would like to go once, make some friends, and then host that at my house instead of at the bar.
hold up a sign that's like, who likes this but wants everyone to be quiet?
Who Come wants to sit on a comfy couch in sweatpants with edibles? And we could still order takeout.
You should shush people at the bar.
You know I love shush. Shushing is my kink, I think.
She's a shusher. She's a shusher.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You have anything else to say?
Rarely.
We're down to the final five, or is it six? Six?
Of queens or minutes?
We're way past the final 5 minutes. We're down to a minute.
I am bummed that the Rusical episode will be missing somebody that's already been on Broadway. Like, that's a bummer. But I can imagine, where would they go? Because they can't edit it so that she wouldn't be the winner, Marsha.
Well.
So where would they go from there, from in one of the final episodes of having her win an episode, when you know they're not going to have her in the finale? They just have not given her that edit.
Like, wow. That's how... You don't think it would have been more fun to watch Marsha versus Lucy vying for the W in the Rusical after Let
Loose. I do think. I love, as a Lucy LaDuca apologist and stan, really, I'm ready to let loose.
You are Lucy LaCuca.
Deucey LaCuca. Deucey.
LaPoopa.
Deucey LaDuca.
Deucey LaPoopa.
Deucey LaPoopa? Is that like Dula Peep? It's giving Dula Peep. Deucey LaPoopa? Hate it. Deucey.
Then why are you writing it down?
Yes. Deucey because LaPoopa. It's going to be in the intro of the episode.
Okay. Stay tuned. All right, mama. Designers, mama. I gotta go.
Do you have to go?
I have to go. Deucey LaPoopa.
Is that all? Or is that all we're talking about? Is there anything else we need to discuss?
I had one other bullet point, but it's non-topical, so it could be brought up at any episode at any time.
Okay, go.
No, we don't have the time. You'll have to wait, baby.
I just saw a tweet that's going around.
Is it about Gila Monster Spit?
No, it's Jamie Lee Curtis walking the carpet, and the caption is, "Look at Tyler Oakley do the thing."
No, that's not even funny. It should have been, "Tyler Oakley is all of us."
Let me do my thing. What was the Gila Monster? Who had Gila Monster? Ozempic. Is that really an Ozempic?
Baby, put it in the intro to the episode and we'll figure it out.
Gila Monster in Ozempic. Okay, yeah, sure. Sounds good to me.
Really get those listeners locked in from the jump.
Well, you know, it's like sometimes I write down stuff for the intro and it's like, I wouldn't click it.
Maybe the people who are listening have been listening and will be listening.
The listeners are listening.
The listeners are listening. And the shushers
are shushing.
The listeners are listening and all the shushers left a long time ago.
You better. They skedaddled. Once they were shush, they were shut out. All right. Where can people find you?
You can find me, Deucey LaPoopa.
Hey, did you like my Chicken Little transformation?
I did. It was the best one you've done to date.
Yeah, I felt sexy. I felt free. I felt like in that outfit, I was me.
I saw your Instagram post and I was waiting for an Uber to go to a brunch with my brother and some friends. And then I was like, oh, my God, I need to comment something about the sky is falling. And then I wanted to make a joke or a pun and then I couldn't think and the Uber showed up. So I just went with the sky is falling.
Yeah, I saw.
Is that what Chicken Little's all about?
Honestly, I've never seen the movie.
Everyone is all like, for the rest of your life, if somebody's wearing glasses and has short hair, it's you.
In Chicken Little's defense, I do kind of look like Chicken Little. Like, I do kind of, wow. I see it. And very rarely do I see it. So I was like, you know what? It felt like a surf. Gottmik messaged me and said, "What is all over your face?" And was like, "Is that coconut flakes?"
And what was it? Or you're not going to reveal?
It was yarn. I went to Joann's and I got a big thing of yarn and I shredded it.
So what you're saying is where people can find you is at Joann's?
You can find me at Joann's. Honestly, that look, it was one piece of felt, one piece of foam, and a ball of yarn. And you too can be Chicken Little.
Listen, you're going to be nominated for Best Costume Artist at the Oscars.
Artist.
I think that's the category.
Most makeup artist.
Yeah, I think the whale one.
What'd you call me?
Yeah. Brendan Fraser as the bumbling whale.
Oh my God. The prophecy came true.
Yes. Wait, did you say what we actually predicted?
No.
What?
Jersey Shore comeback, which is happening.
That's not even what do you mean comeback? It's been on for years.
And it came back because Sammy's sweetheart's back, baby.
Oh my God. Okay, gotta go.
What? Well, Jasmine said we predicted it. I believed her.
Okay, Jasmine.
So you blame Jasmine.
We'll talk about it in the Patreon Gaz and Gussie's Girls live stream this month.
Okay, well, perfect. Bye.
Bye.